The following recording is copyright 2011, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
What bride do you think would be happy to learn that what she thought was a diamond ring was really a fake? Most brides would take a tiny real diamond over a huge cubic zirconium stone anytime. There's just nothing quite like the real thing. Better humble and true than impressive but false. In today's gospel, Jesus' adversaries already know deep down that this humble man speaks the truth. Their greatest fear is that people will figure out that they are fakes and realize that, especially when it comes to religion, there's just nothing quite like the real thing. So before trying to discredit Jesus with a trick question about paying taxes to Caesar, they butter him up with flattering words that are far more true than they'd like to admit. They say, "Teacher, we know you are truthful and teach God's way sincerely. You court no one's favor and do not act out of human respect." What a great compliment, even if spoken with evil intent. To be a truthful person is more difficult than you may think. You and I lie not only to others, but also to ourselves. Sometimes we lie in order to satisfy selfish desires, for instance, exaggerations intended to impress others, or to tear down others, or to repackage the truth to make a sale. If we want to be truthful persons, this is the place to start. Because these kinds of lies, rooted in our desires, are the easiest ones to correct. Why? Because it's a lot harder to avoid lies that are rooted in fear. Lies rooted in fear are hard to eliminate because our need for personal security has to be met one way or another. And it is a tendency of our cowardly human nature to try to avoid the things we fear in false and ultimately counterproductive ways if the truthful way, or the truth, is too frightening to have to admit. And this self-preservation is a basic need. It's not merely a desire. Children fear punishment, so they lie. We adults fear rejection, so we distort the truth. And yet the mystery of Jesus' cross is that if we learn to die to ourselves and confront our fears with courageous truth, the unpleasantness that we are forced to endure as the price of speaking the truth will ultimately be freeing and ultimately self-esteem enhancing. By contrast, whenever we lie or distort the truth, we know we're frauds, even if no one else figures it out. And so our own sense of self-worth deteriorates further. And by the way, I bet you know that most lies do eventually get found out. We always end up worse off for having lied than if we had courageously spoken the truth and faced the music up front. Today's gospel teaches us one more thing about the truth. and that is that it must be handled with prudence. Jesus' adversaries in this passage are setting a trap. They ask for the truth, but with evil intent. Jesus gives them a response that is both truthful and prudent. Truth and prudence are the two great companion virtues. Truth spoken without prudence can be a sin, even a dangerous sin, like when intrusive, nosy people ask questions, the answers to which we have no right to provide, and they have no right to know. Prudence also requires us to be gentle with the weakness of others, not forcing them unnecessarily into a corner with probing questions, which we know are probably going to elicit a lie from them. Unless, of course, it's a question of serious wrongdoing by someone for whom we are responsible, like our children. And even here, maybe even especially here, prudence is still crucial. We all know, because we were teenagers ourselves in the past, that some lies that teenagers tell their parents are just clumsy attempts to protect their own space. Mom's being a little too nosy today. Not all lies are attempts to hide wrongful deeds. During adolescence, a person's need for privacy and personal boundaries increases. Prudence includes not laying unnecessary traps for people, not forcing them artificially into near occasions of sin in areas where they're vulnerable. And that was the strategy that Jesus' adversaries were trying to use in our gospel. Luckily, Jesus was clever enough and insightful enough to find a way to avoid their trap and still speak the truth. You and I aren't quite that clever. So for us, prudence becomes doubly important in our handling of the truth. How many of us do you think would be happy for others to learn that we are fakes? Most people will take a tiny real diamond over a huge cubic zirconium stone anytime. Lies may make us feel like we look impressive to others, delude us into thinking that by lying we can avoid things we fear, but it's just an illusion. It will not last. We know it's not true, and it'll probably get found out. Wouldn't it be great if people would say of us, like they said of Jesus, "We know you are truthful and teach God's ways sincerely. You court no one's favor. You do not act out of human respect. It's just nothing like being the real thing." Better that we be humble and true than impressive but false.